We are learning Mesechtas Erevin, Daf Kuf Dalet Omer Aleph, and we're beginning from the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says like this, Boizkin Melech Agavi Kevesh. We talk about it in the Beis HaMikdash, and Rashi explains that it was raining, and there's no roof over the Azara, so the Kevesh of the Mizbeach, which is the ramp of the Mizbeach, got wet, and it's very slippery. So the halacha is that on Shabbos, you let us sprinkle salt on the Kevesh, so you shouldn't slip. Mashma and outside of this, because you can't do it, because there's an issur d'rabbanan to put the salt on the kevesh. And we'll see in the Gemara what the reason is exactly why. But one thing is clear, it's not a problem of teichin here for some reason. And either could say because there's big pieces of salt, you're not really crushing them up, or they're already crushed, the salt, or you could say maybe by salt there's no issur of tchina because it's not keduli karka. But no one really talks about it so much, bariches, but that's what you could say, there's no problem with tchina. But there's a different problem here of putting salt on the kevesh. We'll see in the Gemara the reason why. But you're allowed to do it in the Beis HaMikdash because ain't shvus b'mikdash. That's one halacha. Another halacha in the Beis HaMikdash that you're allowed to do, memalim mebar ha'goyla or mebar ha'godol, begalgal. There's two pits of water in the Beis HaMikdash. One was called bar ha'goyla, one was called bar ha'godol. And they had like a galgal, which is like a pulley system to pull the water out of the bar, and it's allowed to be done on Shabbos. We'll see why it's awesome to drop on out of the Beis HaMikdash. But this is allowed to be done on Shabbos. And another loch is there's something called a Be'er HaKar. We'll see in the Gemara what that is. And that is mutter on Yontif and not on Shabbos because there's no Erev. So on Yontif, where you're allowed to carry, you're allowed to take bar, you're allowed to take water out of this Be'er HaKar on Yontif. And it seems like even with a pulley, maybe you're allowed to do it. That we'll see in the Gemara. So first the Gemara discusses the first part of the Mishnah. The first line of the Mishnah says, you're allowed to sprinkle salt on the ramp on Shabbos, so you shouldn't slip. Ramile Rav Ika Meprushon, Yole Rava, Rav Ika from the city called Pushrunya, asked to Rava, Tanan, we learn our Mishnah, Boizki Melech Gavei Kevesh, Shoshlo Yechligu. It says in our Mishnah that on Shabbos, in the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to sprinkle salt on the Kevesh. But Mikdashim, Nadine Eloi, it sounds like only the Beis HaMikdash. But at home, if you have a slippery surface, you're not allowed to sprinkle salt. Freit the Gemara, Raminu, I asked you a Kasha, we have a Braisa that says, Chotz Shuris Galkula Mevi Kshom. You have a Chotzer that got full of rain, and it's slippery, it's getting wet. The halacha is maybe teven, you could bring straw, umar daba, and you just trample on the teven, and that helps you walk in the chatzah. So what do you see? You're allowed to sprinkle teven. So what's the difference between salt and teven? It's mashma salt, you can't do. But teven you could, what's the difference? Gemara answers, shani teven, deloy mevatale. So here already you're getting a glimpse of what the issur is. So the reason by teven it's mutter is because you don't leave it there. But mashenkin salt, you leave it there, or rax, you leave it there. So then it's a problem of binyan. It's like a shvuya gumoy. So halacha is they now flatten out ground on Shabbos because it's a problem of shvuya gumoy type of binyan. So if I put down salt, what I'm doing is I'm mevatel if I'm flattening out the ground. Mashenkin straw, Rashi explains that straw, you'll use it afterwards for your behemoth or for cement. It's not here to stay, and therefore it's not a shayla of binyan. So Gemara Teretz is that the reason why Medina is usher by salt is because that's binyan. Masha Inkein, Tev has no binyan because you don't leave it there. Omle Rav Acha Vrei Rav Ashi, this salt is sprinkling on the kevesh. What's the case? Hay Melech Hechidami, what is the case? Either Mevatel, if you're leaving it there, you're Mevatel there, Komoisiv Abinyan, you're adding on to the Mizbeach. And the halacha is that you're not allowed to do that. Ksiva Kol B'Ksav Yad Hashem Alai Hiskil. The pasuk says that all the Kelim Beis HaMikdash have to be Menevua, as we Nimsar Adai Neviim. You can't add anything or subtract anything. So how you're allowed to add anything to the Kevesh on the weekday or on Shabbos, not Lafka on Shabbos, but you can't put salt down and Mevatel there because it's a problem. So Elamai, you're not Mevatel it. You're putting it on the kevesh when you're bringing up the limbs to burn. And right now the Gemara thinks that the only thing it's avoida is shechting, not even shechting, is zrikas adam. That's the only thing it's avoida. But halacha zevarim to burn is not avoida. And therefore there's no problem of chatzitza on the kevesh. This pasuk is going on the imurim, on the limbs. It says in the pasuk, the full pasuk says, talk about the being makar of the limbs. And what does it say? Hakoyin. And if you need a koyin, it must be avoida. If it wouldn't be avoida, you wouldn't need a koyin after. So what is the case that you're putting on the salt? You're not mevatel it. L'chayr, it's chatzitza. So what's in a geya? Ella, ima balochas eitzim maracha, lama vaidi. Bringing up the wood to the maracha, that the halacha is that it's not a avoida, and there you can put salt, because it's not a problem of chatzitza.
So you can get rid of the salt
maybe
afterwards?
Yeah, you need to get rid of it, yeah. Rashi says that. You'll use it to salt the skins. Rashi says, it's more to the bottom of it, like by the wide lines of the Gemara. Rashi says there, after the salting, you salt the Eretz Kadosh with it. After you put the salt down, you take it off and you salt the Eretz Kadosh. But the Kasha is, the Masha asks, so now it's Chazor Kasha Duchte. Why then in the Medina is Asa? If you're not being Mevatle, it's like Tevet. So we're back to the Shver. Why Dafka is Mikdash Mutter? So the Masha answers, we see the Gemara that even by Tevin, you have to do a Shinui. Here, the Masha says, you don't have to do a Shinui. There's no Gzair over here. That's the Masha's Torah. Similarly, you're saying that there's no Gzair in this Mikdash. We'll see in a second, by Tevin, there is a Gzair. Zok to Gemara, Dorosh Rabba. Chotzah Shinaskal Kulav and Meimig Shom. Rabba said over this price, said that Chotzah, they got room for Meimig Shom. Maybe Tevin, you bring straw, a Mardaba, and you spread it out. Omelet a papa or the rabba. A papa says rabba. I tell you, I went to the brisa because you marda. When you spread out these straw, it's not so posh. Any marda, you can't do it loy besal, not with a basket, loy bekupa, not with a bucket. That's the normal way of spreading straw. You're not allowed to do that. You have to do it a shinui. Ela beshulei kupa, which Rashi learns it means that you have to use like the bottom of a kupa that's broken. Use the bottom. You don't do it the regular way. Tais speaks out. You can't ever use your hand. You can't ever use your hand. You have to just do it in a shinui. So Hadukim Rava Amayur Lo Adarish Taka Dvarim Shemar Tefnechem. That I told you, that's mutra put out straw. Toyesem biyadi. It's a mistake. Baram, the truth is Kach Amru Shemar Eliezer. Kushu Marda. When you spread out the straw, Ina Marda Loi Besal. You can't do it with a basket. Loi Bekupa, not with a bucket. El Beshulei Kupa. You have to do it with the bottom of a bucket. That's the only way you could spread it out. What we're saying in the Beis Hamikdash, you're allowed to do it, no problem, without a shinui, because there were the Dodar Avonis in the Beis Hamikdash. That's what comes out. This Gemara happens to be is brought in the Paiskim Benegeya salting ice on Shabbos, which has a few different shayles of Asurim, a shayle of Noilad, also a shayle, what happened to Binyam when you're putting it on the ground? So Rav Falk in the Tshuva says that if you're putting it on the snow, it's not called Binyam, because it's already melted and ruined the time it hits the ground. If it's black ice, maybe it helps, it's a little problem, because putting it straight onto the surface, that might be a problem of Binyam. But if it's on the snow, it's the white ice, then he's more makel. But a lot of place can make it, and it's not a problem of binyan. So I think more about it. Memalim and Bar HaGoyla. The Mishnah said the second halacha. First halacha of the Mishnah was about spreading out salt. The second halacha of the Mishnah was about being memalim with a pulley, taking out water, big amounts of water with a pulley. What's the issa? So the Gemara is the first bringing the sugya of Ashmaz Koyl, and then we'll come back to explaining our Mishnah. Ula ikla lebei Rav Menashe. Ula went to Rav Menashe's house. Also, who gav tarif ababa? A certain person came and was knocking on the door. Omar, so Ula said, "Man, hai, who's knocking on the door? Lischol gufa the kamachal shabsa. His guf should be nischalal, should be hurt because he's been mechalal Shabbos." Omale Rava, what are you talking about? Knocking on the door is not an issa. Also, a kol shel shir. The whole issa is only if you do it in a musical way. You bang with a rhythm, then it's also hey, the guy's down banging on the door, clapping on the door. That's not a problem of Ashma's coil. So we're coming out that Rav is telling us that the whole Issa Ashma's coil is only if it's a niggin, if it's a rhythm, if it's a tune, if it has some kind of tune to it. Esve Abaya, a kash like this. Alach is, Mailim Bidyufi Ratifi Miracle Chayla B'Shabbos. You first of all, you're allowed to Mailim Bidyufi, that's one halacha, that you're allowed to take two straws, put them next to each other, like on an angle, and you start sucking one straw, it pulls out the wine to the next place, and it goes by itself. There's a certain way of siphoning things. People know how to do it out of a gas tank. There's a way to do it that you start it going, and from the air pressure, it just comes out. So you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. There's no issue to do that on Shabbos. Another halacha is matifin miracle chayil b'Shabbos. You're allowed to take a certain type of, like, water sprinkler that has a bunch of holes on the bottom. The top is a very narrow hole, and if you hold the top closed, you make it airtight, water does not drip out of the bottom. Once you take your hand off the top, water drips down the bottom, and you put under it a metal pot, so you have drip, 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 drip. The Ladur of Shabbos L'Chayla on Shabbos in Labari Loi, not Fabari. Now the Gemara thought the reason is because you're trying to wake up the Chayla lightly, because you don't want to scare him. And the issue is because our Shema is coil alone. smash malachayla in labari loy. I cannot do this drip drip for a bari, for a healthy person. If a chayla hechidami lav, all we talk about a case the nimi sleeping. The kaboy listen, you want to wake him up, and you don't wake him up. Surprise, you wake him up slowly. So smamina lude kala also. You see, just making any calls also, not dafka a rhythm. Tamar says no, I'm trying to make a rhythm. Loy the tear, he's up. Then the chayli wants to fall asleep. Kaboy delinam the mishdama ki kala the zamzumi. It sounds like a music. Sounds like a zamzumi. And that is the reason why we are allowing a dafka fachal dafka abari, because this has a rhythm to it. And that's why it's also tabari. Aisve, another kafshik avash mas kail. Hamashame peiris apnei oifis. You're allowed to stand watch over your peiris from the birds. The birds shouldn't eat it on Shabbos. Standing is not a problem, but your love and your gourds, your squash, pei chaya. You could stand there and watch. But you're not allowed to clap. You're not allowed to bang your chest. You shouldn't dance. Like we're doing the choil. My time. What's the reason I'll do that? Lav the kamoil kala. You're banging. You make it like that. You're banging. You're my old curl. And all the kala. That's why it's awesome. So you see any curls also. Here you're not doing the music. The birds don't get scared away from music. They get scared from noises. And here it's awesome. Really, it's mutter here. As the noise Shabbat, it's mutter. But here, there is. If you allow them to do that, you know what's going to happen? Gzeris Amitot Shrar. He's going to end up picking up a little pebble and throwing at them. Because he's going to get used to it. He's going to get lost and bahal in his watching. So you have to give him a shmira and tell him you can't clap. It says, the Rav says a memra that Noshim, you know, the Noshim who used to play games like marbles on Shabbos, and the marbles used to hit each other, make noise. They were goizim, they were walnuts, big walnuts, they hit each other, made noise. Awesome. It's also do my timer. Lav the kamoil kala. Isn't the reason why you not play marbles on Shabbos? Because it makes a coil. Bechol lude kala awesome. All lude kala is awesome. Simon Loy, no, it's not the reason. The reason why marbles are awesome on Shabbos is Dilma Osla Shriya Gumoids, because they might flatten out the ground in order to play. You need a flat place to play. If you want to play with marbles, you need a flat ground. They didn't have tiles those days. They had to flatten out the ground. That's why it is also. Because if that's not true, there's a different rab. You're not allowed to play with apples. Now, apples, when they hit each other, don't make noise. So, see, the problem is Shriya Gumoids. So meanwhile, what our Gemara is teaching us is like this, that there's no issa to make noise just like that. This is only to make noise in a rhythm, like clapping, banging, in a rhythm. That is a problem. So now we're going to go to our Mishnah, and from this, Kasha will be able to explain Pshat in our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, Tanan, that I'm in the base of Mikdash, Malan Barah Gerlan Barah Gadol V'Galgal. You're allowed to use the pulley to pull off big amounts of water from the Barah Gerlan Barah Gadol, even on Shabbos. But it sounds like a Mikdash in Medina Loi. Now why is it also in the Medina? Why can't you pull up water with a pulley on Shabbos out of the base of Mikdash? What is it? My time, a lavish and a ludicolo. Vasa. It makes a big noise. When you use a pulley, that makes a serious noise. Then it's awesome. That's why it can't do it. So you see, a ludicolo alone is also not a rhythm, it's not a music when you pull up a pulley. So I'm thinking, well, it's not because of ludicolo. You know what the reason is? Xeira Shemimala, you can also be chavasai. Like Rashi and Tosfos explain, that since he's bringing up a big amount of water, what's going to happen? You say, you know what? I have a lot of water. I'll go water my garden. What am I doing with so much water? This is a big thing. That's what Tosfos speaks out, and that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that our pulley, Shalom Ketanim Heim Legazrina. In those days, no one didn't have tap water. We had wells. But the wells also used pulley systems. But since it was a small amount of water, there's no there. It's only this big amount of water, they're going to go maybe come to water your Gina and your Churva, which have plants in it. Mars is a maisa about this. Amemar shari lemimla v'gilgul mechuzah. In the city of Mechuzah, he allowed them to use this pulley. It was a lot of water. Amar, he said, why am I being matir? I'll explain to you. My time it goes rabbanon. Why rabbanon goes shem yemale leginos lechabasa? Maybe you're going to fill up water in order to water your garden and your churva. Hachol aginika loy churva ikri. There's no gini, there's no churva. So there's no churva. Again, there's no chash. But later on, he chapped that there is a problem. Kivit dekachazi, the kataru kista, he saw people started using the extra water. In the weekday, they used water to soak their pishdan, the flax, and that's an issa Shabbos because there's issa of lush. So asaluhu, when it's lush means things get attached together. When you soak linen, it gets mushy and becomes one. So they saw, they started using water for that. So, reason makes there. Even though Ginas here, still, and therefore he asked her to take a bigger amount of water, even in Mechuzah, which have no Ginas.